Zakim Mishnah Vayitam, Masechtas Bava Kama, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah we learned that one of the things that all of the Dalet Avos Nezikin have in common is L'shmirasan Alecha. In other words, I would only have to pay for something which was my responsibility to watch. Excluding, let's say, I gave my animal to a shomer and I said, here, you watch this for me, and he agreed. Under those circumstances, it's the shomer, it's the guardian that's going to have to pay, not me, the baila. But our Tana is going to teach us that sometimes, even if you give over an animal that does damage to a shomer, the shmira is still on the bailam. It's the owner of the animal that is responsible. Zak de Mishnah. Once again, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Kol shechafti b'shmirasai. On anything that I am obligated to watch. But hichsharti b'mixas niskai. Let's say I gave it over to a shomer. I said, here, you watch this. But I didn't give it over to the right kind of a shomer. Let's say I gave it over to someone who's a cheresh, he's a deaf-mute. A shaita, he doesn't have das, he's a person that doesn't have the regular understanding of how to be responsible, or a child. I'm chayiv. Again, kol shechafti b'shmirasa, if I'm obligated to watch this, hichsharti es niskai, it's considered as if I, the balabayas, prepared the damage, as if I am responsible, I'm the one that caused the animal to do damage, by giving it over to someone who doesn't know how to watch it properly. Sometimes, hichsharti b'miksas niskai, I didn't even do the whole damage. I just did a little bit, but it's as if I did everything. For example, let's say there was a pit over here that was 10 tefachim deep. We learned in the previous Mishnah that you're only chayiv if an animal gets hurt, not if it dies. But I come along, I take my spade and my shovel, and I add another tefach. I say, I want there should be a minion of tefachim over here. I want to make it 10. And then a behemoth falls in and dies, I have to pay for everything. Chafti b'tashlumen, I, the second one, I am responsible for the death of that behemoth, kehechsher kol niskai, as if I dug the entire pit. I can't say, I just dug one tefach. The first person dug 9 tefachim, why should I have to pay for everything? Well, the way the Mishnah looks at it, a tefach that was deep 9 would have not killed a behemoth. And it doesn't make a difference that I only dug a tefach, but I dug the one tefach that caused the behemoth to die. Vayter zok de Mishnah nechasim she'ein behen mi'ila. You know, what type of nechasim, what type of estate or valuables or things that if I cause damage, I have to pay for it? Only on nechasim she'ein behen mi'ila. This is another way of saying nechasim that are not hegdish. If I damaged nechasim of hegdish, I don't have to pay. Because it says sharei eyu, only the shar of your friend, but not shar shel hegdish. The term me'ila literally means trespass, but what it means is if you use an item of hegdish for your own benefit, then sometimes you have to bring a carbon meal and you have to pay a knas. So me'ila is a way of saying something which is hegdish. When do I have to pay? If my behemoth damaged, let's say, my friend's behemoth. Not if my behemoth damaged a behemoth that belongs to hegdish. Now this is really the first of 5 conditions that the Mishnah is going to give us. The second condition is, it has to be nechasim shel b'nei bris, even if it's not hegdish, if the damage was to nechasim that belonged to a nachri, his pater. The third of the 5 conditions is that it has to be nechasim hamyuchadim, nechasim that have bailam, that are singled out, who own this item. If, let's say, my animal did damage to another animal, which is hefker, I am pater. Now, you may ask a question. Well, who would I pay? The other animal doesn't belong to anybody. Well, that's the kasha that the Gemara asks. And the Gemara explains, or at least this is one of the terutzim in the Gemara, that perhaps it's talking about this. Because let's say you have a shar, which is hefker. No one owns this shar. And this ownerless shar is wandering around, and it zetzes into someone else's shar. I come along, I say, ooh, this shar is hefker. I'm taking it for myself. I can take something if it's hefker. I'm kind of it. And then someone comes running. He says, wait a second, that shar, you just took it? I say, yeah, it's hefker. I took it. He's going to say, that shar damaged my shar. It's mine. I don't have to give it to him. You have no claim on this shar because when the damage took place, it was a shar shel hefker. And I was only zaychet. I only took it afterwards, after it did the damage. Vayter zok de Mishnah, the fourth of the 5 conditions. Ubechal makim, wherever something that belongs to me damages something that belongs to you, I have to pay chutz, with exception, chutz means except, the Rishus, a domain that is singled out for the Mazik. The Mazik means the person or animal that inflicted the damage. The Nizik is the victim. Generally speaking, when you have the letter Mem at the beginning of a word and it's not part of the Shayrish, it means from it to something else. For example, a Malva means someone who lends money. Makna means to sell. Mishaleach, someone who sends something from me to someplace else. Me, from. Mazik means I damage something else, or my animal damaged something else. A nun, usually, when it's at the beginning of the word, the letter nun, it means to receive. Nizik means to receive the damage. So again, the fourth condition is a b'chal makam. I am a chuyif to pay. Wherever the damage took place, chutz, with exception, mirashus, from a domain, hamyuchedis, that is singled out, lamazik. Let's say a shark came into my backyard, into my field, without permission, and there it got hurt. I can say to him, I don't have to pay for your shark. Sharcha birishusi, my boy, what was your shark doing in my rishus? But let's say someone puts down his pears in my courtyard, and my animal eats it. I don't have to pay for the pears. I never gave you permission to put the pears down into my courtyard. The fifth condition is rishus and nizik v'amazik. In other words, another place where you don't have to pay is, it's as if the word chutz, another exception is applies to this as well, it's as if it would say v'chutz rishus and nizik v'amazik. And also, a rishus where both of us have permission to be there. Let's say we're partners, we both have rishus to be here. We both own a field b'shutfis, and my animal goes and eats or steps on your peiris. I don't have to pay. Because the Torah says, ubir v'stei acher, in someone else's field. This isn't someone else's field, it's partly mine. But let's say my animal went and gored your animal, that's called keren. We didn't even discuss that in our Mishnah, because we learned the Mishnah according to the Shita, the Shar is regal. But keren is if the animal, not because it wanted to eat something or by mistake stepped on something, it just decided to be a bad animal and slammed in, gored your animal, you do have to pay. But that's only in the Rishos that belongs to both of us. But let's say the chatzar or the backyard or the field is totally mine, and your animal comes into my field. It's not that we're partners. Your animal doesn't belong at all in my field, and my animal gores your animal, then I'm potter. Now, it could be that we have a partnership on a field, let's say, but the understanding is we both have peiros growing here, or we store peiros here. And the understanding of the partnership is neither of us keeps a shar over here, and your shar comes in, or my shar comes in to this jointly owned field and it does damage, then I would have to pay. Because under these circumstances, even though we both own the field, but when it comes to the shar, it's as if it's someone else's field, because the shar had no right to be here. Okay, so what did we learn in our Mishnah? First, we learned that even though under normal circumstances, if I give over an item to a shomer, the one who agreed to watch it, not I, not the violin would be responsible, but that's only if I gave it over to a shomer that would know how to watch it. But if I gave it over to a deaf mute or a shaita or a katan, that they should watch it, and the animal did damage, then I can't wash my hands from this. I can't just say I'm not responsible. I have to pay for it. We also learned that sometimes I may only do a little bit of the damage, but I have to pay for the whole damage. Remember the example? Suppose there was a bar that was only 9 tfachim deep. A bar that is 9 tfachim deep can't kill a shar. I went and I dug just one more tefach, turning it into a bar that's 10 tfachim deep. And now a shar fell in and died. I have to pay for everything. And then we learned 5 conditions in order to be chayiv on hezek. It has to be nechasim that are not hegdish. It has to be nechasim shel b'nei bris. It has to belong to someone, lafuke hefker. And one of the cases that the Gemara explains would be, well, let's say a shar that doesn't belong to anybody inflicted damage on another shar. And as it's still wandering around ownerless, I take it for myself. So the nizik, the owner of the shar that was hurt by this shar when it was still hefker, can't come to me and say, give me that shar. That shar hurt my shar. When that shar hurt your shar, it was still hefker. We said that this was the fourth condition. One is chayiv, regardless of where the damage took place, unless it is a reshus hamyuchedes lamazik. Remember who the mazik is, the one who does the damage. Mem at the beginning of the word means from him to someone else. The nizik is the one who receives the damage, the victim. But if there's a reshus that belongs to the mazik, it's my courtyard, and your animal came in without permission, and it got hurt over there, I can say, what was your shar doing in my courtyard? Furthermore, let's say it was a reshus that we both had a right to be there, the mazik and the nizik. Let's say Reuven and Shimon are partners over here, and Reuven's shar eats up or steps on Shimon's peiros, doesn't have to pay for it. Both of them own this field. However, we did say if Reuven Shar gores Shimon's Shar, then he does have to pay for it. It's only by Shen V'Regel, where the Pasuk says, Ubir B'Snei Acher, the damage was done in someone else's field. So if it belongs to both of them, it's not someone else's field. But if it was Karen, Reuven and Shimon have a field jointly, and Reuven Shar gores Shimon's Shar, then he would have to pay for it. Also, let's say Reuven and Shimon owned a field jointly, but the arrangement was it's just for Paris. No one's supposed to have their animal there. In that case, if Reuven Shar ate Shimon's payrice, he would have to pay for it. If he stepped on Shimon's payrice, he would have to pay for it, because here too, Shimon can say your Shar wasn't supposed to be here. We made up, it's only for payrice.